little bit.
Okay. Oh, that's why we couldn't hear the music.
I was wondering where the music went.
Yeah, it was in cue, but it wasn't. Yeah. I'm a little bit frazzled right now. When legends come into this studio, I get frazzled.
Oh.
And we've got a legend studio right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Ben, it's not you. We are very pleased to start today's show with comic legend. Can I refer to you as comic legend?
Well, you know, since I'm on the road with the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, it's the Legends Tour. Yes, you may.
Elaine Boozler is in studio with us. She is going to be performing at the Pioneer Underground tonight. Right?
And I know people tune in for sports and they're going, oh no, we want our sports. It's coming.
Yes. Oh no, we're going to talk sports. You are a baseball fanatic.
I'm not a fanatic since the strike. Think we hold a grudge, my people? Yes, I was a fanatic, and since the strike, they're dead to me.
We still know a guy that used to work on this show that holds that philosophy.
I hold that philosophy.
Yeah.
Hitler didn't stop the World Series, only money negotiations.
Yes.
Forget it, man. I mean, that's so uncool.
You will be at the Pioneer Underground tonight. We'll talk about the show.
Stop threatening me.
I'm sorry. You were up at the lake last night.
I was. I caught two trout and a catfish.
Out of Lake Tahoe?
Wow.
Wrong fish?
Wrong lake?
Was it salmon?
Yeah.
What was I supposed to catch?
I don't know what kind of fish are in Lake
Tahoe. What's up there, Marcus?
Yeah, rainbow trout.
Or slit-throat trout.
I'm not sure what they have.
Some kind of trout.
What was that last one?
Slit-throat.
What the hell? I'm sorry, that's Lake New Jersey, my friend. This is not slit-throat trout.
Slit-throat trout.
That must be the only fish that doesn't come with a head on when they bring it to you.
That's right.
Wow.
How were the shows last night up at the lake?
Oh, I don't want to talk about those people. They might be listening, please.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. Really, I was, stunned because you never know. And I thought, oh, it's rainy and it's a Wednesday and it's a school night. And I walked out and there they were. And man, I must have done an hour and change or maybe an hour and a half because they were so much fun.
Wow.
It was great. It was really a lot of fun.
What time is your show tonight at the Pioneer Underground? 8:30?
I
think it's 8:30 tonight.
Oh, then I have to leave and start putting on makeup. I'm sorry.
You'll be there tonight.
No, you know what? It's earlier tonight because it's a school night. It's 8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
And then Saturday you're going to be down at the Carson
night.
Nugget.
Yeah, 8
to
tonight at the Pioneer, 8:30 tomorrow at the Pioneer, and then the Carson on Saturday. And then Sunday I apply for Social Security.
No.
Where's the sports, man? I'm listening to the station for sports.
Well,
I don't hear it.
That's what we want to know. What team do you go for? Who is your team?
Well, I always felt that you have to root for the team you're born into, kind of
Absolutely.
Like astrology.
He's a Giants fan. I'm a Mariner fan.
There
I grew
you
up
go.
In the Pacific Northwest.
Clearly.
Three rings, no rings. So, just to point that out.
Just rubbing it in.
Well,
over
if you
there.
Like it so much, put a ring on it. But so I was born into the Mets because the Dodgers had left. But I'm going to tell you something. I am getting plastic surgery and changing to the Giants because I don't feel that we have to stay in abusive relationships in 2014. The Wilpons, by the way, we call them the Coupons because they're so damn
the
cheap.
Wilpons.
The Wilpons. The only way that the Mets are going to get good management is, pardon me, Marcus, I have to say this, we need to record them in a racist rant and then release it on the internet so we can make them sell the damn team. What the heck?
They could be worth $2 billion.
This is insane.
Somebody buy them.
They're the worst. And they made us wait for 5 years and said 2014 is the year that we're going to be great. We're building. So 2013, who did they sign in the offseason? Curtis Granderson and Susan Lucci. Are you kidding me, man? I mean, and we play 2014. They couldn't hit 500. It was like, okay, hit 300. We all like the movie. It was ridiculous. So I was Apple TV and MLB.com. I do
the same thing.
That's what you do.
Walk I do around, the same thing.
My whole summer, my husband goes, I get him a hooker for the summer. Get rid of him. Just get him out of the house, off my back.
That's how you do it.
And that's how you do it. You got to get rid of him. And
right.
I always would watch the Mets and then the Giants because you can play it at any hour, which is great MLB. And I stopped watching the Mets and I thought, oh, I feel, like I'm cheating. But man, the Giants, even when they had that terrible crash, in the season, you knew they were capable of coming back, which duh.
Yeah.
So I'm not going for the Mets this year. Here's the difference in philosophies. The Dodgers, not only were one of the best teams in baseball this year, I mean, okay, the end didn't work out, but right. they really can't hang their heads about anything. They were so great and so close. Did they settle for it? No, they stole the manager from, you know, the great team to bring him in to make the team even better. What sure. city did they take it from again? Was it in Florida?
The Giants?
They took the Rays guy. They
oh,
took
yeah. Oh, the Cubs.
No,
the Cubs,
they took the Joe Tampa Madden. Bay. No, they took the Tampa Bay Rays guy and put him in the front office.
Oh, that's right.
To make the Dodgers yeah, yeah. even better.
That's right.
The Mets, what do they do? Because the last 5 years they've been in, they re-signed for 4 years the guy who's kept them in the toilet. So,
well, you got Michael Kadire now. They did sign Kadire in the offseason.
I'm talking about for the front office.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, the bobblehead night. Now they're just going to have the heads going shaking from side to side. There's no more bobble. It's going to be like shaking from side to side bobblehead night.
Either that or. Do you ask the bobblehead, are we the worst team in baseball?
They're doing, yeah, yes. they're giving out yes. Ouija boards. It's Ouija board night at the Mets. Wow. It's suicide, but, you know, assisted suicide night at Citi Field. You know, I feel, and they can't even help you kill yourself. They just stink up the joint. Bring in the fences. Just put them all in a cage. Bring them way in.
You'll have 2 years before you can switch to the Giants because they're winning World Series every 2 years. So you can stay on the Mets bandwagon this week and then or this next year.
Let me put it this way as a woman. If I said to you, you know, this guy I'm seeing for the last 5 years, he's promised to change. And be better, but he just disappoints me, and he's taken all my money, and he's not done anything. And you go, you're in an abusive relationship. Why is it okay if it's 9 men doing this to you?
Elaine Boozler joining us in studio now. You know, you mentioned one of the things, too.
Awesome.
One of the things that you said before. What is the deal with dudes going to restaurants just for hot waitresses? Have you figured any more out about that?
Yeah. You like that bit?
Yeah.
Oh, I just talk about that. Well, but tell them where I'm playing first in case they just tuned
Comedy
in.
Comedy Pioneer Underground tonight, 8 p.m. Saturday, she'll be down at the Carson Nugget on Saturday.
Right, but 2 nights at the Underground. There's a place I don't know. I'm yeah. going to the Underground.
Literally underground.
Yeah, good. I'm going to meet Harriet Beecher Stowe and do some good in my life. I mean, what?
Wow.
So, yes, guys will go to restaurants for sexy waitresses. Even if the food's bad, they'll go for the waitresses. Women don't go to restaurants for sexy waiters. Women go to restaurants for food, and it better be good food, and we don't care if monkeys bring it out to us. And I can prove it. There are restaurants all across this country called Hooters. Yeah. There is no Pinos.
So if the Chippendales didn't come out and start running a restaurant, you wouldn't go for the Chippendales.
How long? They're gone. Yet strip clubs are on the stock market. Pure Platinum, you know, totally nude strip clubs are on the stock market now. The Chippendales lasted 10 seconds. Three secretaries with thick glasses went. Whoa. And they went, wait a minute, there's a guy in my lap. Why am I paying? I mean, here's what I don't understand about strip clubs, okay? How does it make you feel better when you're horny? When I'm hungry, I don't want to stand in the bakery window yelling, show me the cake! Show me the cake! Oh, pie!
That's exactly right.
They put a perfect cream puff an inch from my mouth. I got to, you know, they pull it away before I can take a bite. I got to shove a 20 in a sticky bun and go home with nothing? You guys are insane!
That's a really good point. Do you root for the NFL? Since we're on a sports station, we talked about your baseball prowess. Do you root for an NFL team?
I really don't.
No?
I just don't. But the concussions have made it a little more interesting. you know, I feel terrible about that. I don't. I just always liked baseball. And I like watching other sports, but I'm not knowledgeable in them. Whereas, you know, when you can really get angry about a team and you learn more. I was very surprised they had Barry Bonds throw out a pitch in the World Series this year.
Yeah, they did.
Well, that they let him out of, they took off his ankle bracelet for a minute there under house arrest for, you know, steroids that he said he didn't do. He said he didn't do steroids. Steroids. Barry Bonds won the Kentucky Derby last year.
Couldn't have done that if he wasn't, right?
I don't think so. And yet Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose can't be in the Hall of Fame. Nixon has a library.
I agree with you on Pete Rose. I agree with you on Pete Rose.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He earned his numbers fair and square.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so that's just silly.
And he says he bet on his team to win every single day.
Well, do you actually ever think that he bet to lose and had them throw a game? I don't.
Right, I don't either. Yeah, absolutely not.
I don't. So
who is your favorite baseball player of all time?
Well, you know.
It's got to be a Met, doesn't it?
No.
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 Not one of those nine guys that you're in an abusive relationship with?
Well, I mean, Tom Seaver and guys like that. And, you know, but I've met everyone because I do a ton of charitable work for BAT, which is the retired baseball players that, you know, played before the baseball money came in.
Right.
So, you know, and so I've met everybody a million times. And I have to say that Sandy Koufax is an amazing guy. He'll, you know, I sat next to him on a plane for 7 hours and he told me stories from the old days that, you know, I felt like the luckiest person in the world. And then I'm going to ruin his reputation as the scariest guy on earth. But you know who is the purring pussycat of all time? Bob Gibson.
You know what? I was going to go there. I was going to say, if you say Bob Gibson, that would be the craziest one to say he's the nicest guy you would meet.
He is the nicest guy on earth.
Wow.
He holds a golf tournament charity for the players every year. And I go and he, you know, he's the sweetest man on earth. Oh, no, I've ruined his legacy.
Yeah, he was the guy you used to throw at your head.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
not in anger.
No. I just wanted to get you off the plate. Wanted to get you off the plate.
Well, you know, baseball was a little different then. They're having a lot of trouble with sliding into home and what the rules are now.
Sure.
It's almost like sex in college. May I slide past you? Is it okay if my left leg slides past you? You're not unconscious, are you? You know, it's like really, it's hard, yeah. If you tell him where I am again, I'll do a bit for you that I do in the show about baseball.
Here we go. Elaine Boozler's going to be at the Pioneer Underground tonight and tomorrow night, Friday night as well.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night, she's going to be at the Carson Nugget. We're going to give a pair of tickets away to your show here when we're done with you. But since I have now plugged where you're going to be, we want to hear it.
I love when a man says, when we're done with you.
I didn't mean it that. I didn't mean to be.
You're just going
to
throw me into the hallway.
No, I didn't mean it that way.
Okay,
sorry.
I'm just going to do just a little piece. Thank you. Is the rodeo following me in?
That was me, by the way.
That was a frightening noise.
It's my strike call when I umpire.
Oh, that's. Yeah. I want to do a bit on YouTube with like umpires feet like. Just like throwing up when there are some guys who you know that their guts are falling out of their ribs.
I used to be that guy. I toned it down. That's a toned down version of my strike call.
And then a baby pops out.
Oh.
I have some of those strike calls, man.
Strike.
I want to do a YouTube little movie about all the different strike calls because it's so
funny.
Oh, they
can be colorful.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They're scared. My dog goes, oh, what? Okay, I'm just going to start the bit. And if you want to see the whole bit, which is a very long bit, you have to come to the show.
Excellent.
But here's how the bit starts, okay? It's about people are disillusioned with baseball because it's so commercial now. They have to pay those big salaries.
Yep.
And so everything is now a commercial. It used to be every inning, now it's every sentence. You try to watch and they say, let's see that again. And our Rolaids relief pitcher of the game and our Discover card payback playback. And this caught stealing's brought to you by LoJack. And, you know, but those are all real. And I think by next year, the All-Star Game's going to sound like this.
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. It's a beautiful one-a-day vitamins for baseball here at I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Stadium with a national car rental game time temperature of 82 degrees. America's pastimes being brought to you by Air Canada. And now for your National and American League starting lineups. Fernandez, Martinez, Ordonez, Rodriguez, Gonzalez, Ramirez, Benitez, Lopez, Perez, Chavez, Torres, Sanchez, Martinez, and Santiago. Suzuki, Sasaki, Hideki, Nomo, Shinjo, Yoshi, Ichiro, Chano, Matsui, So, Ku, Komiyama, Takahashi, Ishikawa, Chen Mingguan, Wang, and Schwartz. Only kidding. And it goes on from there.
Ishikawa got into it. I love it. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Travis getting in there.
Oh, well, thank you so
well
much.
Done. Very well done. Pioneer Underground. There you go. Your built-in crowd. Pioneer Underground tonight at 8 p.m. Tomorrow night, I think a little bit later of a start time for your show.
8:30.
And... You know, we always, when some of the comedians we have in here, we always say, okay, the earlier show, the cleaner the show, the later the show, sometimes not. I think you're going to get a nice clean show when you come and see Elaine Boozler.
I do a very clean show. I don't believe in cursing because I think all we have to paint with are words, and I'm a writer. So I think you get away with a lot more when you don't curse, and you get a lot more sophisticated material past people.
Absolutely. So, listen to like Bill Cosby. I mean, some of the funniest stuff you'll ever hear, and you won't hear a swear word come out of his mouth.
There's just a lot of great comics who actually write.
Which comedian have you seen swears the most out of any of them?
Anything on Comedy Central? There's so much beeping. I always think a truck's backing up in my living room.
You're exactly right.
And don't get me wrong. Cursing's fine if you're funny. I mean, there are guys I loved. Kinnison and, you know,
Cat Williams.
Chris Rock. And Cat's great.
Oh, Chris Rock.
Yeah. I mean, because he's a genius when it comes to writing stand-up. It's not about the cursing. It's what you have to say. If cursing enriches what you're saying and it's funny and it's part, like, to me, the all-time greatest that no one will ever touch Richard Pryor ever.
Couldn't disagree with
you. It's not about cursing. It's about, you know, where you're coming from and what you have to say. And unfortunately, now a lot of comics think cursing is comedy. It's not. You still have to have something to say and write. And if cursing makes it better because it's your rhythm or whatever, great. But if it's all you do, then don't waste my time.
Elaine, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thanks.
The Pioneer Underground tonight at 8:30 or 8 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow night at the Pioneer Underground and Saturday down at the Carson Nugget.
There you go. Thanks for having me.
There's our phone sounder right there.
I think
you're going to be our engineer's number one enemy because I think the phone lines are going to literally blow up here when
we'll
we tell them.
We'll give away lots of tickets. It's going to rain.
We've got tickets to see Elaine Boozler tonight at the Comedy Pioneer Underground. Her show is at 8 o'clock. If you'd like to go see her, call 333-0945. If you are caller 9, you've got that pair of tickets.
Yay!
Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
We'll be back with more Dawn and Ben Show for a... What is it today?
It's Thursday.
ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
Ha!